This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. I hope you're all keeping well. You're listening to Love Keras on Access Radio Taranaki. And today I am talking to the amazing Martina Murray. How are you doing, Martina?
Very well. Thank you, Keras. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Very welcome.
And what I love as well is about, I'm loving people. I've been introduced to so many new people. I mean, we've known each other for a little while.
For a little while, yeah.
We've, you know, met each other at markets. Yeah, but we've never actually met and sat down and had a good old confab.
Something to looking forward.
Yes. I mean, I've got to be honest, we let the audience know now that I've actually been here for 2 hours already and we've had a good conversation.
Heart to heart. Getting to know each other.
Absolutely. And I've been finding out some amazing things. I'm sitting right here with a beautiful cup of herbal tea the herbs were picked especially for me today. And I've got my tummy rumbles under control because I've been taking some of the beautiful honey with ginger and turmeric and black currant. Oh my God, there is so much to choose from.
Yes, and you'll find out what works for you today at this moment.
Absolutely. So tell me about yourself then. Blue Petal. First of all, I'm Keras. You guys must know me by now. You're tuning in every week. So I'm a kind of well-known in the area for my body work. I'm a massage therapist. I do energy healing and balancing. I've also got my own deck of cards called Peace of Mind, which is an intuitive healing process. Excuse me. Intuitive healing process. So that's me out the way. What about you?
Where to start? I'm Martina Murray, here in New Zealand. But the moment I start talking, people usually say, and where are you from? Because at our age, our accents don't modify, they don't change, they don't become New Zealanders as we hopefully do with 20-30 years as I've been around. I came, like a lot of us, from somewhere. My starting point was Croatia.
Okay.
And I came as a petroleum engineer, but that life cycle eventually turned into something more down to earth as I discovered herbs.
Mm.
I had quite a few courses with our local guru, Dee Turner, organic horticulture, and that's how here in New Zealand it's having space and having land and having ability to grow. You help your family to grow.
Yeah.
And about 6 years coming now, we were down at South Island of Christchurch and I came across Valmai Becker, a lovely lady, a herbalist and much, much more, who has her property as a school for herbalists. He was offering the apprenticeship that I took in 2019, just before COVID.
Yeah.
And we had the path and learning curve throughout the year. And that's how I came out on the other side with a whole lot of ideas what to do and where to start and how to help myself, my family. And throughout the course, she turned it into helping others on the same path with herbs in everyday life.
I love that. definitely would have been very handy during COVID as well, having all the medicine at your fingertips.
At that stage, I was still with my learning hat on, absorbing everything that a good teacher like Dee Turner, like Valby Becker can offer, because we can learn, doesn't matter of the age.
Yeah.
So if you are open into it, it took me a while to find something that I would resonate. And it was probably in the old age, in the early age, growing up with my grandparents being in charge of strawberries, chief strawberry picker.
Yeah, yeah.
And picking up the peas and plaiting the garlic, all the little hands can do, but hopefully stay with you, that connection with plants, with soil, until you rediscover it and the importance in your life.
Indeed, indeed. I love that. As we were conversing earlier on, I said I come from the valleys, and for us it was all concrete gardens.
Oh,
if,
no.
If you could grow it in pots, or it'd be flowers, and all our vegetables and things came from the supermarket. So coming to New Zealand and being witness to such an amazing
change.
Yeah. And, you know, you're an apothecary in your own garden. You can make yourself heal and
pick up your lemons just out of the front door.
Yes, beautiful. I love being able to access this type of thing in New Zealand. It's amazing.
We do have vertical gardening, but there is no need. There is so much space.
Yeah.
There's so much good soil to grow your food and your medicine.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So your business is called Blue Petal and Botanicals and Connoisseur Honey. So you've given me a little brief tour this morning of your beautiful herb gardens, and I didn't see the honey this morning because the bees are hiding in the rain, eh?
Well, there is a wisdom in the bees that we are trying to discover. We are discovering always little bits and pieces. But it is something with bees, a lot of knowledge, and we need to give them a helping hand in nowadays with all the problems with insect, with the mites and diseases. So having them handy, we don't even realize how much they help us directly or indirectly, having our crops pollinated, offering such a beautiful medicine that honey is. And I'm always trying to pass the knowledge. It's my little topic. Don't put the honey in a heated environment.
Mm-hmm.
You will have a nice sweetener, but you will destroy all the benefits. Yeah. So keep it as is. Mix it with lemon juice to help your sore throat, but don't pour the boiling water over it.
Ah, that's interesting. I never knew that.
Just a little trick.
Excellent. I will remember that. Absolutely. So, out of curiosity then, if you could only pick one herb or fruit or anything in your whole apothecary now, because I'm looking around, there's just so much to choose from. There's bottles everywhere. So if you could pick one as your all-time favorite, what would you be? What would it be?
As we were preparing for this chat, you told me pick three songs.
Yes.
I send you six. To come to a herbalist and to choose one, it's not fair.
I'm good like that, though.
Yes,
I like to make you think, don't I?
I started following the apprenticeship. We turned our herbal paddock, not into garden, into a herbal field.
Nice.
With more than 100, because I had to have this one and that one. And I know this one helps for this and that one helps for that. And this one looks pretty and this one smells nice.
Yeah.
And over time, it's not fair to those plants not to have the time and attention that it deserves.
Yeah.
The nature tends to be a nature, not the garden that we tend in our mind to be pretty and... The nature has the logic and the beauty in its own.
Yeah.
But for my harvesting, I don't want the plants that are not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter that they are beneficial. It's the female mind of organizing things in a different shelves. We found out that having hundreds of plants, you don't have all the time in your world to use them and make them worthwhile for the business.
Yeah.
It works hard on a back. So over time, we are scaling back towards plants that we are using, and the rest goes into nature.
Yes.
The plant that I'm using a lot is a turmeric.
Okay.
I know you like it.
I love turmeric. I think turmeric is amazing. It's helped me out so much.
It's something that we are using a lot, and people nowadays are recognizing the benefits of the turmeric. And another little tip and trick, to activate the turmeric for our body to get the benefits out of it, it needs to be activated with a little bit of pepper or chili.
Yeah.
Or on a heat of the fat, will it be the butter or oil?
Okay.
Way how curries were made with all the spices, and turmeric is one of them. You need to heat them. Will it be on a dry heat, dry roasted herbs, or on a butter? And that's the way our body absorbs it. Beneficial components that we need.
Oh, that's interesting to know. Just so do you offer workshops and things if anybody wanted to come and learn all about this?
We do have a whole lot of whole range of culinary, medicinal, herb workshops offered by me, or brought some, can't say specialists, but people who know, people like Elizabeth from Auckland or Bridget here from Inglewood, who used to work, will it be with cheese, that know much more how to make cheese than I. I'm quite happy to learn within the workshop. Or workshops for preserving that now in a middle of the summer with the abundance of fruit and vegetables, why not keeping it for the later day? Workshops for ferments.
That's a skill that's not taught anymore, is it?
It's an old knowledge that it's so important to keep and carry on because our body needs it.
Yeah. We were talking earlier on about, you know, the only garden I seen, we had allotments. Somebody could rent an allotment and grow their fruits and vegetables. And that would come back from the war days where my grandmother had to feed the family with the gardening. But then there was a lot of canning preserving that was just like, and everybody knew about it then. And I do believe that we may need to step up on that as a general consensus. We need to know how to look after ourselves.
And here in New Zealand, there is space.
Yes.
The problem is time.
Yes.
Not the herb, but the ticking time, because it's easier to go to the supermarket and buy a box of bagged tea.
Yes.
Because we can just pour a boiling water over it and forget about anything else, not knowing that we can go to the backyard and pick up a bunch of chamomile. If knowing chamomile, it can be either to relax, to soothe the tummy, to make a poultice for your sore eye or your bruise, or just make you relax and go to sleep.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I just really enjoyed that chat with you, but I'm learning so much more about everything. But I think let's put a song in the mix. Should we add some music into the mix?
I would love a bit of music.
What would you like to listen to us first?
I think we should try to enjoy Stig's Herb of Gold.
Oh,
Fields of Gold.
Fields of Gold. Yeah. I love that. Oh, I haven't used Sting for a while. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fields of Gold, that's perfect to go with what we're talking about today. Not just gold as silver, frankincense and myrrh in this respect, isn't it?
And green.
And green,
in
lots
New Zealand,
of green.
Fields of green.
I love that. So I'm curious now, how did you first begin to get to step into the herb? Was it for your benefit or you just...
Yes, as I mentioned, we did come across Valmai Becker's place, and that was the first thing. I had some problems with the body and health, and it's always good to have a first helping hand to keep and maintain things as they go. It's always to have a doctor handy when things go wrong, but until that point, we can always help ourselves to maintain our health, support with herbs. And it's a knowledge that's disappearing.
Yeah.
Because we don't have our grandmothers handy.
Yes.
Our mother's generation is the one that had to work in the office, in the factory. Our grandmothers worked on the land, and we as a generation after and after, we forgot.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to forget when there is an easy way out. But coming on the land on the sunny summer day to run bare feet through the grass, through the garden, it's something that connects you to the nature and fills the batteries.
Yeah.
And in New Zealand, most of the kids are running bare feet.
Absolutely.
And if we can bring that knowledge into awareness, you're going to have happy little ones, but also happy mums.
Yes.
To make our lives easier.
And because I've only been introduced to herbal medicine in the last 26 years, or go fast forward a bit, I'll say 20 years pretty much, because I came to New Zealand for a holiday.
Nice.
And I ended up staying, but it was only when I started training up in natural therapies, so the body work and things, I got introduced to people who had known about herbal remedies for a very long time. And that's when I first started using herbal medicine over pharmaceuticals. And I've noticed for myself, my health has been a lot better without having to rely on prescription medicines. If I can take something natural, I would much prefer that. And I find my body prefers it as well.
Support, yeah, natural support. Yep.
There's a huge resurgence on it now. I'm loving that it is getting more common knowledge as well.
And a lot of these medicines do find their source in a natural plant material.
Yeah, but they've got to start somewhere, haven't they? They just can't mass produce it.
Well, the problem is that they can.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the chemistry over the natural whole plant that have available.
And there's the side effects of the chemically produced.
It's not the whole compound of the plant that we can have.
Yeah. Now, my personal perspective is I would much rather learn about herbal medicine and keep my own self
in a good state.
Yes, yes.
The point is that we can make our food a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Just being aware that what we eat and turning our medicinal plants into our food.
Yeah.
Just a pinch of parsley that we do in our cooking, or coriander, who has that gene, is not enough in medicinal quantities. But parsley and coriander are so abundant when they do come into their own that usually turn into a seed pretty quickly. But why don't we turn it into a pesto? Or infuse it for a later day? Will it be in the vinegar or in the wine?
Yeah. You've got some amazing vinegars. You've been giving me some top-ups this morning. Just I'm feeling lovely and warm.
Warm and bouncing over
yes,
the walls.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah.
For the herb infusions and wines, that's something I'm showing and teaching at the workshops. Because we do all like our mulled wines or thyme-infused wines or anything of a sort.
Absolutely. So if somebody, there's lots of people listening to us today now, and they're like, I like the sound of this lady. I want to know more about her. What's the best way of, to connect with you or to contact you?
Nowadays, we all have our social media and Facebook and Instagram, of course. Blue Petal has those as well. But I would say, if not connecting with me directly through phone or email, website bluepetalnz.com is the best way to find what's happening at the moment. Yeah. Is there a workshop? What new products we have? What awards we won?
Yes.
Yes, and from there.
And of course, you've also got your own show on Art FM.
Do have a little bit of herbal wisdom with Martina at Art FM. Yes, that's another source of information. And of course, the plants that we talk about, if you are keen to bring them into your life and your environment, make a new friend in a plant.
That's what I love that.
Yeah.
Make a new friend. And of course, I often see you at spiritual fairs and spiritual markets and things. So they, if anybody out there wants to come and try and test your products for themselves.
Very welcome.
Excellent. You always, where's your next market being held, you know?
Summer is a busy time in a garden.
Yes.
And a busy time growing and harvesting. So that's mainly time for workshops and passing the knowledge that way. Winter comes, there are a lot of medicinal workshops. That in between we have a workshop for Festival Taranaki.
Yeah.
And sustainable backyards. We are going to have the open garden and workshop at that time.
Nice.
But usually people come with the groups, something that can be designed towards their needs.
Yeah.
Will it be something Christmas time or a group of ladies who would like to have a fun and try to learn how to do the drinking shrubs or drinking vinegars with mocktails and cocktails, or learn how to do the fermenting. So coming into my age, I'm trying to put the workshops, trying to put the markets on the little bit of back burner.
Especially
the outside ones.
Yes.
And trying to concentrate more on passing the knowledge and showing what we have through the workshops.
And if anybody wants to buy and purchase your products,
again,
do that through the website?
Through the website is the safest.
So that's bluepetalsnz.com?
Yeah.
And also Facebook, Blue Petal?
NZ.
Excellent. So I'm sure there's some fingers typing at the ready and looking up where to find you, because it's been an amazing conversation with you. I've loved chatting with you. Even before we came on air, we haven't stopped talking.
Well, that's the ladies on the same frequency.
It is, totally. Totally is. Having a good old confab. Chinwag.
Passing the knowledge. And supporting each other.
Absolutely. And I've loved it so much. So would you like to play some more music now?
I think after soaring high with Sting and Fields of Gold, I have something completely different, going down to the earth with the legend of Mother Swan and The Who.
Oh, The Who?
The Who, H-U.
Okay.
It's a Mongolian band, something very different.
Ah.
And I must say that's one of the rare songs I picked up from my 20-plus-year-old boy, and we have such a different taste in music. And even this band has a different way of singing.
Yeah.
This is one of my best selections.
Bring it on.
Thank you.
Oh, that was an interesting one.
A bit different.
It was. I can't say I've heard it before, but that's why I like doing these type of things. I get gifted so much music. Some of them like, oh, yeah, I like this. I'm going to listen to more of this. And others like, oh, that was a bit crazy. It was cool, but, you know.
This is to connect to the ground, Mother Earth, and feel one with nature.
Yes, very earthy, very earthy. I can feel myself. So I'm feeling quite relaxed now. I don't know if it's all the herbal teas and all the music, but I'm feeling so relaxed.
Why not?
Exactly.
Time for us.
So for all you listeners, thank you for joining us. We are talking with Martina Murray, and this is Love Keris on Art FM. And this is the time of the program where I like to do a collective card reading.
Lovely.
And this is, I use my deck, Peace of Mind, because you know what? I made it. I understand it. This is like having a conversation. People all offer. I often do readings for people at the markets and the spiritual affairs, and personal one-on-one readings as well. I can do them by FaceTime. I can do them written. So if you wanted to contact me for a reading of your own, the best way is, and I'll be honest with this, is Facebook. Look, find me Love Keris on Facebook, and send me a message, and we can connect. I'm still work in progress with my website, which is lovekeris.com. But we'll stick with Facebook for now, because do you know what? My brain doesn't brain that well anymore. So I kind of stick to what I know.
Stick with what works.
So yeah, these are my cards. Love, peace of mind, an intuitive healing process. And I am going to pull, how many cards do I need to pull today? 3. Oh, that's too many. Oh, should we go for those ones that fell out in the middle, should we?
Why not? You made the cards.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. These are vision. Oh, look, there's an extra one. These are visions that were given to me when I was going through a hell of a nightmare time. And my spirit, my soul, they tried to help me through this in the best way they could. And they just started giving me visions. And it'll be like, oh, what's going on at the moment? I'm trying to work out this question, and I just don't understand the answer. And I didn't have a friend that I could talk to, because, you know, that's the best way to sort a thing out is having a chat with with a good friend.
Yeah.
It's all about getting it out of your head. Well, I was able to get it out of my head by using these cards. They'd give me a picture and I'm like, oh, okay, I understand what that means now. And a couple of pictures turned into 18 pictures, turned into a deck of cards.
Well done.
And I actually published these deck of cards first on an app called Deckable.
Yep.
So you can buy that app and put it on your phone. But a lot of people were coming to me and saying, I don't like apps. I want a physical deck that I can play with. So my mum actually gave me a little bit of money, and that's what I chose to do with it, was get some actually printed. And I've sold many decks, both in the UK and here in New Zealand. I often use them when I'm doing a consultation with somebody, what's going on. Hey, I know, let's just pull a card.
Let's have a look.
And the feedback that I'm having is, wow, they are spot on.
Mm.
And it's like having a conversation with me when people pull my cards, because these cards were meant to be, you know, stupid o'clock in the morning when you wake up and your brain is going over and over and over and over stupid scenarios or things that they just can't release. These cards are perfect. It's what's going on. And they'll give you a card, they'll give you an answer, and it's often enough to just understand the process, enough for you to relax and go back to sleep.
Clear the problem.
Clear the problem, clear the air. So these cards have come out now. So this is a collective reading, but also because it's just me and you talking, it's quite apt that it'll be along the guidelines that we've been talking about today.
Okay.
And the first card is Ancestral Wisdom.
That's those knowledge from the grandparents of the herbal world.
Absolutely. We have to have that knowledge from somewhere. And even though that, you know, like I said, talking to other people and learning the processes, it'll give you that memory of, oh, my grandma used to do this. Or I remember saying my grandma's garden. That's the one thing I remember about my grandma. Because she was quite elderly and I was quite young. So your memories kind of fade. But knowing the processes that she used to do, you feel that kind of connection, don't you? Lighter choices. Now, this is an interesting one. What do you read in that, Marina? Martina? Lighter choices.
It's good to be grounded on the earth, but we also need to know what's behind that herb.
Yeah.
We need to be aware that not all the plants can be used, and what plants and herbs, that knowledge is important.
Yes. And as you were saying to me before, your body will always tell you what it needs. Your body will tell you what it doesn't need.
Listen.
Yes. And listening to the lighter choices, it's
that
intuition. Does this feel heavy? Is this not right for me? Does it feel light? Is this what I need to look at? Is this what I need to focus? So when you're talking to somebody who knows about herbs and medicine, and they suggest to you a particular, I'll go with ginger and turmeric, because we've talked a lot about turmeric today. It feels right to me. I understand that process. So when learning something new, if it feels right, it's a big thumbs up from the big guy saying, we've been trying to tell you this.
That's the way to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Forgiveness.
Wow, we are going deep.
We are going deep.
Yeah, with time, we do tend, especially women, carry a lot of baggage.
That's a very polite way of putting it.
It is important to be aware of it. And to decide, do we still need it? And forgive ourselves and others for a decision that we are going to make.
Yes.
For the baggage that we don't need, that we are allowed to let it go.
And carrying on with that, forgiveness is very rarely about letting the other person off scot-free. Forgiveness is about allowing yourself to feel at peace because you had to make that decision in the first place.
You have to be happy with that.
Yeah.
To carry on without it. Yep.
And the last card that came out is New Beginnings.
Wow. I've been told that we are starting a year number one.
We are indeed.
And we need to let ourselves be open. And hopefully blue petal will start to soar.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome.
That will be great. With heart of Ceres.
The visions that I've got in my mind is like a band, and they're all marching down the street, and they're banging the drums, and they're clashing the cymbals, and there's the bazookas, jazz bands, we used to call them when we were kids. Jazz bands, and they'd be marching down the streets in a big carnival parade. That's what I'm seeing, actually, as you spoke that word. So the only way to get yourself out there is by getting yourself out there and bang those drums.
Heard.
Don't be afraid to be seen, and don't be afraid to be heard.
Yeah. And not just with Blue Petal. Each and every of us has a path.
Yes.
And there is no point of hiding. We are here on this earth to achieve something.
We certainly are.
Yeah,
we've all got that little wish inside us, you know. When we were kiddies, what did you want to be when you grew up? You always had something. I want to be an astronaut, or I want to be a train driver, or, you know, everybody was born with a dream of something that they want to do or they want to be, and they might not realize that for a while.
The town brings all that baggage.
Yeah.
And it's easy to just go on and carry on quietly without making waves.
Yep. But it's okay as well, because that little inner child is always going to be there, and they're always going to come through and say, "You could." That's me banging that drum.
I'm here.
I'm here. Allowing that little part of that inner child to come through and say, "Look, I might not be around much anymore, but please, if I want to be an astronaut, take some of that responsibility and allow me to bounce on the bed, you know? And you can bounce on the bed as an adult and feel that gravity, you know, loosen, even if it only is for a couple of seconds, allowing that inner child to come through and feeding that inner child a teeny tiny little piece of what they really want. It's amazing what it does for your adult soul.
Lovely said, beautifully said. I love it. We should all be kind to ourselves.
Absolutely. Should be kind to yourselves first. Love yourself first. Because if you don't love yourself, we'll take that beautiful pot of tea that you've been constantly pouring all morning, that I've been so enjoying. Yeah? If you don't pour from your own cup first, by the time you've shared it to every single person, there's nothing left for you. And then you've got to, all right, I'm going to put that jug back on, or I'm going to collect some more herbs. And yeah, you have to.
There is enough in the nature to go around.
Yes.
Will it start from you? As you say, we should.
Yeah.
It's going to go around.
Yes.
Nature is abundant, and that's why we are here.
Absolutely. But if you don't care to take care of yourself first, you've also got to, you know, put yourself in the front rather than the back of the queue. It's important.
It's so nice and so easy to know and to say, but breaking the old habits that we were brought up with,
yeah,
as a woman,
yeah,
as mothers. But we'll get there.
Yes.
We'll get there. Being aware.
Absolutely. If you don't know what the issue is, you can't do anything to fix the problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Caris.
You're welcome.
Beautifully said.
You're very welcome. And shall we finish off with another song?
Wow. Another song. Another very different song. It's a combo of a Croatian duet called Two Cellos and Italian singer called Zucchero. I need to find it. Il Libro dell'Amore, a beautiful love song to connect us women with ourselves and love.
I love that. Thank you.
inizia al cuore e modi per danzare. Ma mi piace quando lo leggi tu e tu di più. Tu puoi leggermi il cielo il blu. Cantarmi il cielo il blu. Sappiamo cogliere, ma mi piace quando li cogli tu e tu di più. Dovresti darmi fede in più. Che sei tu e tu di più, dovresti darmi fede in più, fede nunziali e fede in più.
I'm just loving this music, man. It's just so peaceful. It seems to be such a relaxing, peaceful atmosphere today. Look, I can't even get my words out properly. You're sending me to sleep, my love. In a good way, in a calm, peaceful, relaxing way. Yeah. I've just had a wonderful weekend camping with my friends.
Boy.
Yes, and as good as it is, you know what it's like, picking up, packing up. You've always got to be on the ball, doing things. You've got to be the one that's in charge all the time, you know. It's sometimes it's just so nice just to sit down, put your feet up and have
and relax. Start breathing.
Yes, we don't do enough that. Well, we do it every single day, but there's breathing and there's breathing.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't think about it.
No.
It is automatic, but and we need to be to have it automatic, but unless you are aware of you're breathing, you don't get the full benefits out
absolutely,
of it.
Absolutely. So with that, I'm going to call it a wrap for today. Again, thank you so much for your company.
It was a pleasure.
And thank you to Art FM for allowing us to have this little space. And we shall see you next week.
Until then, we'll enjoy.
Yes. Take care, everybody. Love you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.